Hello, you're listening to the Extravaganza, Asbury's number one radio show. It's a brand new year, brand new semester, and this is our first show, so stay tuned and enjoy your hour. That was exciting. You're listening to the Extravaganza on WACW Engaging Talk, Fresh New Rock. How are you doing today, Gabe?
I'm doing very, very well. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. You should probably turn your own volume up, though.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
How's that?
That's fine. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
We've got a new semester, a new year.
A brand new year. A brand new year. Did you do the intro music and all of that?
I played the entire song.
That's amazing.
We've got some...
Brand new year.
We've got some
excited about it.
And things. We're recording our show this semester.
Okay.
Put on iTunes, so that's an exciting...
So you figure out how to do that?
Yeah, I've got it plugged into the headphones.
Okay.
Anyway, we've got lots of good music for you today, lots of good segments and...
We really do.
...entertaining things.
Yes, I just got out of the Fall Revival Service.
How was that tonight?
It was excellent.
Was it?
Yes.
That's good. It's been excellent every time I've went. I was kind of sad that I couldn't go today.
It was excellent. He spoke tonight about confession.
Confession.
And how it's important to confess. And he described three types of people and their state of minds. And it was just really good. It was really good indeed. So.
Well, that.
I especially liked, he said, he made an analogy about how sin was like a vampire. And how it grows with the darkness that is around it, you know. It's referring to how you can cover it up, you know.
Yeah.
But when you open the brines and let it out, you know, the vampire shrivels up and it goes away. And sin is a lot like that. And he made that analogy, and I thought it was really good. So it makes you think, you know.
He's been making me think every time I've gone.
It's good stuff. So I would encourage y'all to go if you haven't gone, or to go again if you.
Go every time that you can.
So, yes, indeed.
Every moment.
So, anyway. Well, we got a pretty good show tonight lined up.
Pretty good. I'm excited about...
We have some segments. We have some new segments and things. So
always something exciting to share.
Our goal is to keep you on your toes.
All the time.
At the Extravaganza.
And I think we're going to succeed at that.
So, anyway. You want to go ahead and play a song?
Yeah, which one do you have lined up for us
today?
This
is Anne Berlin with Paper Thin Hymn. Here you go. That was Bethany Dillon with The Way I See You, in case you didn't get that title from the
I really like Bethany
chorus.
Dillon. That's from the new CD, right?
Yes, that's from her new album. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Pretty solid. Solid recording.
It's solid.
A solid effort, if you like that sort of thing. So... We're going to start you out with a brand new update.
A brand new... Hold on, hold on.
It is an eating contest update. Hit the gong again.
Hold on. Whoa. It's a double gong update.
I want to hear it again. There we go. A 99-pound Wisconsin woman wins a bratwurst and grilled cheese eating contest.
Bratwurst and grilled... Like bratwurst and...
Oh, hold on. She ate a bratwurst eating contest, and then the very next day, eats a grilled cheese eating contest. Back-to-back days.
Oh,
and she's 99 pounds.
So she's not even a big woman
at
all.
No, she was putting it away, is what the report says.
My goodness.
That's exactly what it said. Quote, she was putting it away.
That's intense.
Yeah, that is intense. So, all right, that's your eating contest update.
Eating contest.
Gong.
Gong.
Gong. There we go. So.
Well, that's... I've never been in an eating contest. Have you been in an eating contest ever?
I have been in an eating contest.
What were you eating?
This summer, I was at a youth camp, and did you just look at the camera?
There is no camera to look at. It's pointed downwards.
Why is that?
I don't know.
What happened to it?
I don't know. Anyway.
Anyway. I thought you just snuck a peek at the camera.
No, no.
And I was about to do the same thing, but oh well. So I was at this youth group, and they were doing a hot dog eating contest. But these were not just any hot dogs, Chris. These were wet, cold, raw hot dogs.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Why would you ever do such a thing?
Because it was for points, and we were all in groups. And
for points.
The group who got the most points at the end of the week won nothing.
It's amazing the sorts of things people will do for points.
And so I was elected to do this hot dog eating contest, rather. And let's just say that, for those of you who know me, this is completely untrue, but I have the reputation of not eating a whole lot. I have that reputation. I don't know how I got this reputation. It's completely unfounded, untrue, and unrepresentative of my personal...
of Gabe Lawson.
...stature. Or, if you will. But I have that reputation nonetheless, thanks to some of my friends. And, but it held up in this case. I could not... I think I put down 3 cold, wet hot dogs. And by wet, I mean, like, we dunked them in water and ate them. Bun and all.
With a bun?
With a bun, yes. Yes.
What's the point of a bun?
I don't know. There was no point, really. But I almost threw up several times. And, like, very close to hurling everything all over the place. But I didn't. I held on. And I felt sick for the next 18 hours.
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to eat cold, raw hot dogs.
So that was my eating contest experience. It was not fun. It was not fun at all.
No, I wouldn't think so.
But I would not recommend that to anybody. I would not recommend engaging in that sort of... Unless you want to feel awful for the next...
for the next 24 to 48 hours. Yeah. So, well,
anyway,
I don't understand the point, personally. I just don't.
Would you ever do something like that?
Probably not, no.
Okay. What if it was for the good of the team?
Good of what team?
A team. Your team. A team.
See, that's not enough for me, most of the time. There are instances where I'm sure...
What about Chubby Bunny?
Chubby Bunny.
Would you do Chubby Bunny?
I might do Chubby Bunny.
What do you mean you might do Chubby Bunny?
I'm not a big fan of all these sorts of things. I know what you're thinking. Chris, you're a crazy guy. Why would you not want to do these
things? That's exactly what I was thinking.
But I don't.
Why wouldn't you do Chubby Bunny? That's harmless.
I would probably do that one. But I don't like... If it were just regular hot dogs, I might try and do... But things that are cold, uncooked, not in the state that they are meant to be eaten in.
Right, right,
there
right,
wouldn't really
right.
even be...
Well, that was one of the easiest things that night to do. There were also various other eating contests. Like, they would mix a bunch of nasty things together, and people would eat them.
I think I once was in an eating thing where I had to eat, like, a pepper.
A pepper?
And I haven't been able to eat pepper since. Like, it was just awful.
Yeah. Was it a jalapeno?
No, it wasn't anything that was... It must have been something. I don't like spicy things a whole lot.
Right.
So this was just enough for it to be just awful.
Yeah. Well, this summer, I was on a summer ministry team, for those of you who don't know, just tuning in, and we went south, and this summer, my team, which consisted of Jenny Powell, Morgan Hallam, Laura Myers, David Williams, and myself, we had a point system going on all summer.
All summer?
And, yes, about who could eat the nastiest things, and we would assign points to that, and whoever had the most points at the end of the summer won. Well, we quickly discovered that Dave Williams was on a whole nother scale of points. Because I'm sure he wouldn't mind me telling the world this, but he'll eat just about anything imaginable.
Huh.
And so he was on a 1,000-point scale, and we were merely on a 100-point scale. So he was in a league of his own, so to speak.
Was that like a handicap for him? He was on a 1,000-point scale, you had a chance?
Well, yes. It was. We didn't really have a chance. He already won, but he was just trying to get to 1,000 points himself as a personal thing. So it was pretty much a contest of the four of us. Me and the girls.
Yeah.
And so I ate a few disgusting things this summer. I didn't get counted for the hot dogs, though. Which is a travesty. I need to talk to somebody about that, because I should have gotten at least 20 points for that.
Why didn't you get any points for the hot dogs?
I don't know. Because they didn't challenge me, probably. I ate a flower this summer.
How many points?
A dandelion.
How many points did you get for that?
I think I got 5 points for that.
Yeah, I wouldn't give many points to that.
You wouldn't give many points to that?
No, I would give 5, not 20, is what I'm saying.
I thought it was worth about 10.
It's not the same as cold, raw, hot dogs.
Yeah, that's true. What else? I ate a lot of stuff. But Davo, he ate like raw, shellfish out of the ocean. Straight up out of the ocean.
He like picked one out of the ocean.
Well, it was a little thing. I forget what it was called, but... And he pulled it out of the shell and ate it straight up.
That's a dangerous thing.
It was remarkable. Yeah, so who knows? I'm not to that level yet.
Personally. I don't know if I would ever really want to be at that yet.
Surely you would do Chubby Bunny.
Yeah, I can do Chubby Bunny.
I mean, if it was for your team,
I don't really care.
Chris, you got to be there for the team.
It depends what team.
That's true.
If I was just randomly placed on a team with a bunch of people that I didn't feel were my teammates, there has to be some meaning in it.
That's Gabe. True. I mean, it has to mean something to you. That's
if I
true.
Were just at a camp and they were like, you guys are on a team and have to do weird stuff to try and win absolutely nothing, that wouldn't motivate me.
That wouldn't motivate you?
No.
Even if they're putting their heart out on the line, eating all kinds of nasty, ungodly things, and you're just sitting back doing nothing, that wouldn't get to you? They're putting their lives out on the line for the team. You got to pull your weight, Chris.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
But, I mean, I would understand if the team was like, I don't care. Whatever.
If they were
and
pouring
that would be unmotivating.
Yeah. I'm obviously. I don't like to do the crazy things. Especially eating.
Yeah. So I have lots of stories this summer, and I'm sure you out there in extravaganza land,
our posse
will be hearing about that for a very long time. So just be prepared, prepare yourselves. I have another update, by the way.
Okay. Oh, do you want the gong again?
Yes, I gotta have the gong at least 3 more times for this update.
It's hard to reset the gong every time. It's a big gong, everyone.
No! There we go. Okay. And pause. South Korean man dies of heart failure after 49 hours of video games.
What? How is that even possible?
How is what? Dying of heart failure after 49 hours of video games? Or
how would a video game give you heart failure? Is it implying that?
Chris... 49 hours of video games. That's got to kill somebody. That's ridiculous.
Why would
what
you
is this guy
do
thinking?
That?
Is there that many things not to do in South Korea rather than sit and play video games for 49 straight hours?
Did he play the same video game for 49?
It doesn't say. It just says he died of heart failure. It was probably like Halo or something that all these guys are playing now.
That Halo, that's a crazy game.
That will give you a heart failure after 49 hours, I bet. You know what? I try to be a good guy. I try to be understanding and sympathetic. I try to be compassionate. But if you're playing video games for 49 straight hours, you deserve at least to be laid up for a week and incapacitated. if not actually, you know, there needs to be some sort of recompensation for society, to society, for playing 49 straight hours of video games. What are you looking at?
I was just looking up there.
Do you know what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, and why would you do it? It just doesn't make sense.
I don't know. So that's your South Korean man update. Here we go. All right. I got this new CD this summer. Well, a couple weeks ago. And it's Emery. A new Emery CD.
Are we playing a song?
Yes, we're
playing
a song.
Hold on.
Track six.
We've got to tell these people something before we go.
But before we play the song, we have to tell these people something.
Yeah, I mean, there is a WACW contest going
on. Whoa, hold on. A WACW contest?
Yes, and so we have to tell them about it now.
Tell us about it, Chris.
Well, see, we're going to play a little promo about Sub 7 twice during our show. Not now, as Gabe is.
But I want to play it now.
Well, go ahead and give him. Let's hear what the beginning sounds like.
Can we do that?
Yeah, just click it. Now, that's what's okay. That's okay. All. That's all right.
That's
the beginning
what it sounds
of
like. That's
it's
what it 30 sounds
seconds
like.
Long. You hear that promo, or that whatever you want to call it. You call 2185.
2185.
If you are out there in wherever you may be listening on the website,
Extravaganza Land.
The Asbury College number is 859-858-3511.
Are they eligible?
I don't know, but
the concert's in Lexington, so just be mindful of that.
Be mindful of that. Wouldn't that be so cool if someone from
that'd be amazing?
That would be amazing. So if you want to call,
can I read the promo? Can I read the promo thing right there? Can I read that?
The thing that says call now?
No. No, not call now.
That's saying if it doesn't work.
I know, but I still want to read it.
Okay, this is a test. This is to get you excited.
This is a test.
So go ahead.
WACW is back, and we're celebrating with a new contest. Call into extension 2185 when you hear the promo, now to be entered into a drawing to see Sub 7 this Thursday.
I think...
Don't call now. Call when you hear the promo.
When
there, that's my promo voice.
I believe if you win, you get entered into the drawing.
Yes, you get entered into the
drawing.
And
Wednesday at 5, I think they're going to pick it.
Yes.
And so you need to listen.
I have never heard of Sub 7.
I never have either.
Is Sub 7, would that be 6 or anything under 7?
It's in the basement of 7.
Sub 7.
So probably...
I think that would be anything like 7 or lower.
So if you'd like to see... 7 or lower,
aka Sub 7.
Then
call when you hear the promo.
But anyway, now we can play our song.
Now this is Emery with "So Cold I Could See My Breath" on WAC.
All right.
There we go.
Now what does this mean, Gabe?
We all know what this means. We all know what this means.
It's time for the weather.
It's time for the weather. Weather at 1! Yeah!
Woo! Weather at 1 is our segment where we pick a random location on the globe and tell you what the weather was like at 1 o'clock today.
At precisely 1 o'clock.
It actually is exactly 1 o'clock.
Mountain time.
Mountain time. So it's 1 o'clock there.
Yes, it's 1 o'clock somewhere. Go for it, Chris.
Moccasin, Montana.
Ooh.
Moccasin, Montana. It's 53 degrees today at 1 o'clock. Fair weather.
Uh-huh.
The wind was from the west at 11 miles per hour.
That's good to know. What was the dew point?
Dew point? Oh, it was 40 degrees Fahrenheit.
40 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's crazy.
That's incredible. It's incredible this time of year.
So, Moccasin, Montana, nice place to visit. A little cool. For this time of year, 53.
Montana. It must be in the mountains.
Probably.
Where the bears roam. Like deer. I've been to Montana.
You have?
I have.
I've always gotten the impression that Montana is a rather bare...
Let me tell you something about Montana. I went there when I was 16 years old for a survival training camp where we lived for 16 days out in the mountains with nothing except a pup tent and clothes.
Why did you do that?
Because it was awesome. It was amazing.
It was amazing.
It was amazing. No showers. Had to make our own food. No bathrooms. We're just out in the woods for 16 days, and it was great.
Huh.
But I got to see a little bit of Montana, and the people there, I'm just going to be honest. I have a policy, and that's to be honest, tactfully. But the people there are a little backwards. Kind of like people from Russia. Kind of like the Russians, only not communist and not Russian speaking.
Well, no offense to any Russians who might be listening to our show.
And they don't play hockey up there a lot. But otherwise, it's very much similar.
So you're comparing Montana to Russia?
In an indirect way, yes.
Okay.
But I had a good time out there, and it was beautiful, beautiful country. Goodness gracious, it was beautiful.
Goodness gracious.
So, anyway.
Were you near Moccasin, Montana?
I don't know where Moccasin, Montana is in the state of Montana. It's a big state. It's a very big state.
Yeah.
So.
When you were in Moccasin, Montana, did you see any of those newfangled short jackets?
Actually, I was not in Moccasin, Montana, but...
When you were in Montana, though, yeah. The state, did you see... You know,
Chris, It's funny you mentioned the short jacket
thing. The short jacket thing.
You all know what we're talking about. All the girls are wearing them, pretty much. Well, not all of them, but a whole lot of them. These little jackets, I guess that's what you would call them. I still haven't heard an official name for them. But they're little jackets, and they're short, and they come, like, right around the rib cage area. More or less. And they're short, and they have little sleeves.
The sleeves can... I've seen ones that the sleeves are full length.
Have you seen full length sleeves?
I think so.
I haven't seen full length sleeves.
Where do they normally come? Just like a t-shirt?
Like either here or here. I don't know. They have varying sizes.
I think I might have seen a full length.
This is a national phenomena. A national phenomena.
And I don't understand it.
I first saw it in Georgia this summer. There were like 10 girls, no joke, wearing these short jackets. And I was like, man, what is that?
What's going on here?
What's the point of these things? and then everywhere we went, seemingly, it was like these girls were wearing, and I come here to Asbury.
And they're here.
And they followed me here.
Well, I mean, you could only expect.
And what I want to know is, what are they? First of all, what do you call these things?
What if we came up with a name for them right
and
here?
And what is the point?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
I think we should name them right here on our show.
They're short. And I've talked to several
jackets
females about this. I've talked to them. And I haven't got an adequate explanation as to what they are and why these girls are wearing them. But it's fashion. And we've talked about fashion on here.
There is usually no explanation for fashion.
I don't like fashion. I mean, I have my own style. That's true. I don't know what it is, but it's there. And I think it's all smoke in the wind. It's all dust in the wind, as Kansas used to say. So somebody needs to tell me what's up with the short jackets. Because, honestly, I think they're ridiculous. I think they're ridiculous looking.
They do look very strange.
They're short.
Like, what is the... What are you...
You're missing half of your jacket. I want to go up to... Hey, you're miss... Or you're wearing your three-year-old sister's jacket. I don't get it.
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
It really doesn't.
Why cut it off in the middle?
Yes. Yes, I don't know. And some have it tied in the middle, and some don't.
Maybe tied would even maybe look a little bit better.
No, tied looks worse.
Really?
I think, yeah.
Hmm.
I think so.
Because I think the normal jacket, you're like, what's going on?
Yeah. But you say you've seen the long sleeve. I haven't seen the long sleeve.
I feel like I have.
I've seen,
and that looks even more ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, then you've got like a real jacket.
Yeah.
That's not coming. It doesn't make any sense.
So those of you out there who can shed some light on this topic, please let us know.
2185.
I'm getting to the point where I walk in the cafeteria and I see a girl wearing these short jackets, and I just want to scream. And sometimes I do. Sometimes I do, because it's like. Well, I don't know. I think they're going to turn into the leg warmers of the 2000 era. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what leg warmers were to the 80s, these short jackets are to right now.
And we don't want that.
And we... No. No. 30 years from now, or heck, even 10 years from now, y'all are going to be looking back and saying, man, why did I wear that? And our kids are going to be wearing them for 2000s day, you know?
That will be an interesting day.
They're going to be wearing the short jackets, and they're going to be laughing to themselves. My mom used to wear these! And they're going to have a good time with their friends. But just so heed my advice. Heed Chris's advice on this. Because I think we're dead on, to be frank. So,
but... To be fair, if someone has some reason,
yes,
some reasonable explanation...
We want to stay open to this.
Then you call 2185 during this next song.
We want to keep an open mind. We want to... I mean, if there's a logical explanation, if it's... It, but it can't just be, hey, it's the end thing. That, I mean, that can't
That's
be
That's not
it.
Logical,
no.
But Gabe and I are nothing if we're not logical.
And if... I mean, if you think it looks cool, that's great for you.
But you tell us.
But yeah, just tell us. We want to know. So... I have another update, Chris.
You have another update?
I have a PETA update.
A PETA update?
Yes.
Now, does that deserve a gong?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
A PETA update? Okay.
Any update deserves... There we go. PETA asked the Gamecocks, South Carolina Gamecocks, to change their name.
Who is PETA?
PETA, you know, the Animal Protection Agency.
Oh, I was thinking we were talking about the breaded... The flat-breaded substance.
Flat-breaded
substance? You have, like, a pita bread.
I've never even heard of pita bread.
You haven't?
Pita bread?
It's
they make
like,
this?
Yeah, it's like, if what you go to the Greek bar in the cafeteria, they've
it's
got
Greek?
Those flat... No, I don't know if it's Greek or not. But it's like one of those... It's like a tortilla, only it's
so
a little bit thicker.
It's thicker than a tortilla.
And you sometimes stick things in it, like it comes open and you
So you can open
thing.
It up and put things in it?
Yeah.
Do you roll it up like a taco?
No. Well, I think you can. I think you can also... I'm not sure.
Pita bread.
Pita bread.
Well, no, I'm referring to...
The Animal Protection Agency.
Yes. Yes, the Animal Protection Agency. I forget what PETA even stands for. Like, protection something something of animals. Anyway, they asked the South Carolina Gamecocks to change their name.
Why?
Something about... having, you know, well, you know what a gamecock is. It's a rooster that people bet on, you know, that they fight each other.
They don't like
very vicious, very vicious sport, very vicious animals. And PETA didn't like it, and they wanted to change the name. So that's your PETA update.
What did they get? Did they get it?
I think they're working on it right now.
There's also a native, I was watching ESPN, and they're trying to get people to change their Native American team names.
Yes, that's true.
That's not going so well.
No, it's not. I think it's ridiculous.
They're letting all these appeals in or something.
I think it's ridiculous.
But anyway.
Let me do another update while we're at it, and we'll go to another song.
You are just filled with updates
I have
today.
So many updates. Harvard scientist names two-headed snake Belichick/Brady after the New England Patriots. A two-headed snake. That makes you think, doesn't it?
I don't think I like that idea of a two-headed snake.
No. I wonder what that would look like. I bet it would be very frightening.
I wonder if we could find a picture.
It sounds like something out of my nightmares.
Is it a big snake or a small snake?
I think it was a pretty good-sized snake.
Man.
So, anyway.
Well, on that note, we're going to go into the obligatory Switchfoot song. It's called Stars. It's off their...
This is their off their new album,
isn't
it?
Nothing is Sound.
Nothing is Sound.
So, here you go.
Here you go. That was Cutlass with We Fall Down.
We Fall Down.
This is WACW.
You're listening to WACW, the station. Engaging talk.
Fresh new rock.
We're going to do another
that
segment.
That was incredibly cheesy.
We could have used that as our promo right there.
Yeah, we could have.
Anyway, okay, this we're going to do a new segment. Or it's not a new segment. It's an old segment. It's the constitutional moment.
Or...
It would be the constitutional moment.
We would be doing the constitutional moment right here, but...
We have no constitution.
I have lost our beloved constitution.
We're going to have to get another one.
And so, we don't have one for today, but...
Luckily, the constitution still exists.
Yes.
We have not actually lost the real constitution of the United States of America.
There are other copies out there somewhere, so we will definitely have that ready by next week.
We just wanted to let you know that we hadn't forgotten about it.
Thank you very much. So, we have... No one called... About the short jacket dilemma.
So we rule the opinion of this idea.
Or no one.
No one cared.
Called about the
sub seven. Below seven.
Either. So
six or lower.
I guess that means no one out there is listening.
If someone is listening, please call, just to let us know
that you're
this
there.
This is our first show.
Call right now. We need you.
We need your support.
So. All right.
There's only 8 minutes and 30 seconds left in the show. The times are all messed up.
We have a weird time frame going on.
But anyway.
So, how are things going for you, Chris, right now?
Things between the days of Monday.
Yes.
And Thursday until the end of classes.
Ah, we also have another new segment that I forgot about that I just remembered. But go ahead.
Yeah, we have time.
Between
Monday morning to Thursday
about two. Around two.
So that's a pretty large time frame.
That's a good time frame, yes.
It is incredibly crazy and hectic.
Really?
Like, I hardly have enough time to get the homework done.
I hardly ever see Chris around. It's true. He lives right across the hall from me, and I see him occasionally at nights. We come in and laugh. We joke.
We joke.
About whales and...
various mammals.
Cutlery and other things. And then we go to bed, and that's...
And you don't see me
and
again.
I don't see Chris
Thursday,
for a while.
Thursday is better, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
But... And it's just because, I mean, I go all day.
You're a tutor, are you not?
I'm a tutor.
A writing tutor.
A writing tutor. That takes up several
hours. Please pardon me. Here it comes.
Gabe has a sneeze.
Oh. Excuse me. I apologize.
My goodness. How are you doing, Gabe?
I'm doing good. You're in my physical science class at 9 a.m. on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Monday, Wednesday, 9 a.m.
And Chris and I have a lovely... Well, I guess I would say lovely man.
I really like him.
I like him, too. His name's Dr. Binky. And those of you who know Dr. Binky, you know exactly what we're talking about.
He says funny things.
He's very random. He's very, he's on another level. He's in another world, I think, is what's going on with Dr. Binky. But he's a great guy. And Chris and I have implemented a new segment.
We have no segmental music.
We have no segmental music. I'm not even sure if that's
the right way to say that.
But
anyway, our new segment is Dr. Banky's quote of the week.
Yes. And it is this. And I'm saying this from memory because I've read over it a few times and I've laughed. Oh no, I dropped the red pin. I hope I didn't get red all over my tummy.
Thank you, Dr. Banky, for that.
And that's what he said. And then he went right on. It's always something, you know?
It is. But we need to reiterate that it is not that we are trying to make fun.
We're not making fun of Dr. Binky.
We like Dr. Binky.
He's hilarious.
He's good fun.
And he's hilarious, and the whole campus needs to know about it.
So that this is another of our educational segments.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Don't get us wrong. Don't misinterpret what we're saying.
Please don't misinterpret what we're saying.
Unlike the old Christy Perkins segment, which was made to blatantly make fun of Christy
Perkins. Yes, now that, on the other hand, we were trying to make to
big difference, ladies and gentlemen. Big difference.
That's true.
What do you want to do now?
Well, we have let's do the word of the day.
Ooh. Word of the day.
I'm feeling that it's word of the day time.
Word of the day. I don't even know how to adequately prepare for word of the... Yes, I do. Okay, we're ready.
Are we ready? Yes, I have missed that sound. I've missed that sound.
This is the word of the day.
Am I doing word of the day?
Oh, yeah.
Word of the day for Tuesday, September 13th, is... And get this... Gourmandize. It's a verb. That is gourmandize, which means to eat gluttonously or ravenously, much like the woman from Wisconsin
who we talked about at the beginning of our show. You see how these things
all ties in together.
Gourmandize.
What a web we weave, Chris.
The extravaganza.
Gourmandize.
Okay, so that is your, word,
your word
of the day.
Yes, it is. So we also have another segment that we'd like to do. Which would be the survival tip of the day. Because survival tips are important.
This is one that happens around campus a lot.
Yes. Throughout life, interesting situations come about. And we need ways to get out of them. We need ways to survive. So survival tips are very essential to the weekly ritual of life.
Hold on. You know what we haven't done for the second time this hour?
What's that? Yes, we haven't done that.
WACW is back on the air, and we're starting off this year strong. Any plans for Thursday night? If you listen to WACW, you might have some. We're giving away two tickets to a concert by Sub-7 this Thursday night, September 15th at Short Street Lounge. Listen to your favorite DJs and board ops for your chance to win. So keep it tuned right here to WACW. Engaging talk, fresh, new rock.
Okay, so call if you heard
that. Keep it tuned.
Okay, so we have this, our worst case scenario segment.
Yes, yes.
This is maybe perhaps one of my favorite intros.
I think it is my favorite.
This was, Gabe and I made this ourselves.
We crafted this with our bare hands.
So... today, we're going to tell you how to lose someone who is following you when you're driving.
Yes.
Step one, once you're certain you are being followed, get on a highway or drive to a populated and active area.
Okay.
So we're on a highway, we're in a popular, I-75, we'll say we're on I-75.
Yes, yes.
Next, drive at the speed limit or a bit slower.
Okay.
Not what you would think.
Okay, all right.
Soon, another car, not that of your pursuer, will attempt to pass you.
Yes.
Speed up so that car pulls in behind you.
Ah, brilliant.
Repeat until there are several cars in between.
That's very good. That's very good.
Three, when you have several cars around you, speed up, get off the highway if you're on one, and make several quick turns to further elude your pursuer.
We've all been in situations like these.
Where there's people following you in a car.
You're minding your own business, driving down the road, and all of a sudden, some dude's tailing you.
It's annoying.
It's annoying.
I've had these things happen
intrusive.
To me.
It's intrusive. It makes you paranoid.
There is some Asbarian out there who followed me at a very close distance with their brights on.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
When was this?
Last year.
Oh.
It scared the pants off me.
Scared
Not
the
really.
Pants off Chris. His
but
pants
almost.
Came off.
No, Gabe. Now, come on.
That's what you said.
Step four.
Oh, it's not over yet.
Once you are out of sight of your pursuer, pull into a parking lot with lots of other cars. If you haven't lost them at this point, drive to the police station. Now that is betting on a lot of things to be going your way, like having
lots of turns
after an exit, etc., etc.
A highway, a police station.
But Gabe, unfortunately, we're all out of time
out of
for
time.
This hour. It is sped by.
Whoa, that was a weird voice.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good week, ladies and gentlemen. Go to Fall Revival. We're out.